So we read now the 10th, the 9th and 10th state of separation. The 9th state is dasa. The 9th dasha or state is moha, fainting. That is also described in Ujjval Nilamoni. Lalita is writing a letter to Krishna describing Radharani's condition. O Krishna, Radharani's condition is such that she often faints. Feeling such acute pangs of separation from you, her condition is very, very serious, very, very precarious. She cannot survive. She will die at any moment. She is very deep in thought and anxiety. She is constantly thinking of you. She feels acute, unbearable pains of separation. Again and again she faints with no hope of surviving. Today or the next day, you will get news that she is dead. Yes, you will get this news. She is dead, maybe today or tomorrow. Okay, O Krishna, if you are happy, then stay there happily. This is the condition of Radharani here. She writes a letter. And the last stage is called Mrityu, death. In Hansa Dutta, it is written, Srila Prabhupada has some Sanskrit, and then Srila Prabhupada has written in his purport. In this connection, one should refer to Srimati Radharani's monologue after meeting Uddhava in Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented a similar picture of such ecstatic imaginary talking, full of jealousy and madness, symptomizing neglect by Krishna. Radharani criticizing a bumblebee talk just like a madwoman. Similarly, Mahaprabhu in the last days of his pastimes exhibited all the symptoms of such ecstasy. So Lalita writes another letter and sends a message through a hansa, a swan, to Krishna, who is in Mathura. Why are you neglecting my dear Sakhi? O Krishna, during the rasa dance, you bound up Radharani with the rope of love. But what happened to you? Now you are completely neglecting my dear girl companion. Why have you done so? Why are you so neglectful? Radharani is always thinking all these crazy thoughts. Previously I said her condition is dying. Today, tomorrow, or the next day, you will get news that Radharani is dead. You may come now. Take a piece of cotton and put it in front of her nose. If the cotton moves, you may condemn me. There's no breathing coming out. Her breathing has stopped. Radharani is dead. You come and test it. Examine whether her breathing is there. Why are you so neglectful of my dear Sakhi, whom you bound up with such tight bondage of love during the rasa dance? Now you are so neglectful. That is mrityu, death. The final 10th stage, mrityu. All these stages are manifested during the time of acute feelings of separation. It is mentioned that all of these stages were manifested in Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So what is his mood? Who is he? This you should understand. So these are the 10 stages. Radharani is now dead. Nothing moves any longer. No breathing. Krishna can test himself. So Krishna comes, he has heard the news that the Brijbasis are in acute pangs of separation, and he has come with the chariot. So let us hear. Just at that moment, Krishna's chariot reached Brajabhumi. As soon as Krishna arrived in Braj, he jumped down from his chariot. Yogamaya was manifesting another leela. As if by providential arrangement, Krishna appeared there in Nidavan, where Radharani was lying as if dead. Krishna ran there, and from his mouth the words were coming, Radhe Radhe Dehi Padapalavam Udaram. O Radhe, O Radhe, please give me your lotus feet. I want to put them on my head. Krishna is shouting in that way. Such a wonderful leela was manifest. Krishna, feeling the acute pangs of separation from Radharani, became completely ecstatic. His hands and legs were pushed into the body. He became like a konacha, like a tortoise. This is the form of Jagannath. With big, dilated eyes, he was only gazing at Radharani, who was lying there in the kunja, as if dead. Seeing her condition, he lost his consciousness and fell to the ground. In that form, he is feeling the acute pangs of separation from Radha. That is the form of Jagannath. Radha Bhava Sindure Basamana. As if he is a log of wood floating in the ocean of Radha Bhava. The wind was blowing over the transcendental body of Krishna. When that wind touched the body of Radharani, who was just about to die, it acted like a soothing balm. Radharani's life returned immediately. In a very sweet voice, Srimati Lalita whispered in the ear of Radharani, Krishna has come. When she heard this, Radharani gradually opened her eyes to see her Pranvallabha, most beloved Krishna. This was the medicine by which she regained her life and got up. Now she has forgotten everything. All the pangs of separation have completely gone. This is how Krishna revives his devotee, who also faints in the state of separation. He first comes and revives his ear. That means the devotee hears Krishna's ankle bells and flute and other such things. Then the devotee helplessly faints. Then Krishna sends another of his messenger. That is his beautiful bodily fragrance. And the devotee, just by breathing this fragrance of Krishna, comes alive like Radharani comes alive. At that moment, the devotee again faints. So now Krishna touches the devotee with his soft lotus hand. The devotee gets enlivened by Krishna's touch and again wakes up from his faint. But again, being in Krishna's presence, he faints. At that moment, Krishna gives the devotee some prasadam, either what he has chewed
his mouth.
Or to some devotee he gives the nectarian taste of his lips. And then the devotee comes alive again. So then, by Krishna's inconceivable potency, he protects the devotee that he doesn't faint. He keeps him alive, he maintains him. And then the devotee can look at Krishna's beauty, hear the sound from his flute, smell the fragrance from his body, and chew the remnants of the prasadam. And in this way, all five senses are overwhelmed by Krishna's beauty without him fainting. Wonderful, isn't it? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes being this in the Madhurya Kadambini. So now Krishna comes to Radharani and is totally absorbed, but he is still in this form, because when he met Radharani, he got big eyes, and the arms and feet shrunk into his body. So Radharani must have felt, but Krishna is still unconscious in his tortoise-like form. See, Krishna in this condition, Srimati Radharani gave direction to her Priya Sakhi Vishakha, please help Krishna. And Vishakha knows what medicine to apply. Imagine Radharani sees Krishna like this and says, help him. He looks as if he needs some help. Wonderful, isn't it? You must agree. This is how a helpless person looks, isn't it? So, for those of you who have not seen the picture, it is a wonderful picture of Lord Jagannath in his good night dress with the Zari on his body, which has the verses of the Gita Govinda. He has a white turban, extremely beautiful garlands, one like a tilak over his face and the other like a nose garland. Fantastic. He has long garlands and looks stunned by love. He even has a flower decoration on his heart. He looks really romantic. But his arms and feet are shrunken in his body. So Radharani says to Vishakha, please help Krishna. So Vishakha then started to chant the name Radhe, 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 Radhe in the ears of Krishna. Hearing this, Krishna regained his consciousness and opened his eyes. Krishna looked at Radharani and Radharani looked at Syama Sundar Krishna. Eye to eye union. Then everyone forgot the past condition. Where is Dwaraka? Where are Krishna's pangs of separation? And where is Srimati Radharani's viraha? All these things have now gone. This is the union of Radha and Krishna in Nidavan. In a very sweet voice, Krishna says, Radhe, where is your viraha? Where is the separation? There is no separation, Radhe. In Tattva, there is no separation at all. I am always with you in Brajabhumi. This viraha is the topmost platform in prema, loving affairs. If there had not been viraha, then this prema would have met an untimely death, akala mrityu. Therefore, viraha keeps the prema alive. Wonderful. Viraha keeps the prema alive. Radhe, your love for me is like a very deep ocean. In order to reach such an ocean and to drown in that deep ocean, I have assumed this form, Jagannath. In this form, I will stay eternally in Sri Kshetra. Jai Jagannath! Jai Jagannath! This is Jagannath Vigraha, Radha Viraha Vidhura. Krishna, feeling intense separation from Radha, in the form of a log of wood, he is floating in the ocean of Radhabhav, which is in the heart of Radharani. Amazing. Jagannath flows with his, on his, floats on his back with his arms upraised in the ocean of Radharani's bhava, which is there in her heart. And then he says, and when I appear again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assuming your sentiment and complexion, I will also stay in Jagannath Puri Dham. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Viraha Vidura, and Jagannath is Radha Viraha Vidura. Two crying forms in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani crying for Krishna, and Jagannath is Krishna crying for Radha. First class. Kalabranjana punya sundara mukham padmabhilashaspadam sakratyamara brindavandita padam sankari bahudvayam anandamrita varidetri jagatam natai koheto vibhu samsaranavataranam ji jagatam natam bhaje keshavam samsaranavataranam sri jagatam natam bhaje keshavam. I worship Keshava, Lord Jagannath, the deliverer from the ocean of repeated birth and death. His beautifully decorated face resembles a black cloud and is the object of desire for the goddess of fortune. His feet are worshipped by the hosts of demigods headed by Indra, and his two arms bear the conch and the discus. O Lord, you are a nectar ocean of bliss, and you are the master and sole cause of the three worlds. Please repeat. O Lord,
O Lord,
you are a nectar ocean of bliss.
You are the nectar ocean of bliss.
And you are the master.
And you are the master.
And the only cause of the three worlds.
Cause
of the three worlds. Wonderful. It's a very nice meditation on Sudarshan Chakra. O Sudarshan, blazing intensely, your effulgence is equal to millions of suns. Please always illumine the path to Vishnu for the soul who is blinded by ignorance. May Sudarshan give light to us. So this marks the end of this particular article. Thank you all for staying with us and hearing this. You should see us now. We are sitting before Radha Rasa Vihari. A candlelight is on, and the best of insects are coming on the altar. We are sweating profusely, as if a whole river comes out of our pores, but we don't mind, because we are intoxicated by the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. Si Jagannatha Swami ki jai, Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.